This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 290 for Wednesday, March 1st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE futures canola market slightly rebounded after Tuesday's losses, following the strength in comparable oils. Both Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were both up, while European rapeseed was mostly higher. Crude oil also rose despite growing United States stockpiles and indicators that central banks may continue to raise their key interest rates. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract was up 40 cents per ton at $818.60. In the U.S., soybeans recovered some of their severe losses from Tuesday, while corn was higher and wheat was mixed. Weekly data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration showed that 1.003 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day during the week ended February 24th, down 26,000 barrels per day from the week prior. Due to exports, ethanol stocks totaled 24.775 million barrels, a three-week low. Three South Korean firms have bought a combined 195,000 tons of corn. Meanwhile, ag analyst Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his estimate for Argentine corn production by 2 million tons to 32 million. The May corn contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.36. Cordonnier also cut his estimate for Argentina's soybean crop by 2 million tons to 41 million, while the U.S. Department of Agriculture's current estimate is lower. China canceled a purchase of 500,000 tons of Argentine soybeans and replaced them with cheaper Brazilian exports, according to trade reports. Brazil's soybean harvest is currently one-third complete. The trade is expecting the USDA's fats and oils report, set for release later today, to report an average of 189.6 million bushels of soybean crush for January. The average estimate for soy oil stocks is 2.368 billion pounds. The May soybean contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.94. The Black Sea Grain Initiative is set to expire on March 19th, despite Ukraine seeking a one-year extension to the agreement. However, Russia's foreign ministry said that it does not intend to stay on unless its grain exports see benefits. Inspection delays for cargoes in Istanbul have been an issue due to demurrage costs. India's wheat crop is expected to see some damage due to hot, dry weather over the next 2 weeks, while Australia's wheat crop may face dry weather from El Nino later this year. Taiwan bought nearly 49,000 tons of U.S. milling wheat this week. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.10. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.16. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.65. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.